A new film adaptation of Little Women is out today. It's directed by Greta Gerwig and stars Saoirse Ronan as Jo. They were also the team behind the acclaimed movie Lady Bird 2 years ago. So this is a film to look forward to, especially if you're one of those people for whom Little Women is a touchstone. NPR's Lynn Neary is one of those people.
If you grew up loving Little Women, as I did, there was one pretty much inviolable truth you lived with. Jo, the second oldest sister, was the character everyone wanted to be. She's fun and smart and so determined to be independent and become a writer that she rejects a marriage offer from her best friend Lori, the rich boy who lived next door. It's a scene repeated almost word for word in the many film versions of the book, from Katharine Hepburn in 1933.
Darling, you should marry some lovely, accomplished girl who adores you. Someone who'd grace your beautiful house.
To June Allison in 1949.
I wouldn't. I loathe elegant society, and you hate my scribbling, and I can't get on without it.
And Winona Ryder in 1994.
We're both stupidly stubborn, especially you. We'd only quarrel.
I wouldn't.
You can't even propose without quarreling.
It shows up in Greta Gerwig's new adaptation as well. But producer Amy Pascal says Gerwig put a new spin on a familiar story.
What's lovely about the movie is it actually delivers on all of the beautiful halcyon memories, what our collective memory of Little Women is, whether you've read the books or seen the movies or just think you've seen them. It takes all of that collective memory and our understanding of what Little Women means, and then it says something very different.
This version of Little Women, Pascal says, is really a movie within a movie. It's the story of the four March sisters, as told in the novel, but it's also the story of how that book got published. The fictional Jo stands in for the novel's author, Louisa May Alcott. And Pascal says the movie shows what Alcott might have gone through to become a writer.
You know, it's a very interestingly subversive novel at the same time as being a sentimental novel. It tells you what you can be if you're a woman. It tells you there's a chance for you to have more.
As the film begins, Jo, just starting out as a writer, is trying to sell a story to a publisher, though she pretends she is helping a friend.
Should I tell my friend that you'll take another if she had one better than this?
We'll look at it. Tell her to make it short and spicy. And if the main character is a girl, make sure she's married by the end. Or dead, either way.
Excuse me?
Jo's story dominates Little Women, but each of her sisters plays a crucial role in the narrative. Yes. Meg, the oldest, is Jo's confidant. Shy, sensitive Beth is the most beloved. And spoiled, vain Amy is her nemesis. She commits the most heinous act of the book when, in a fit of anger at her older sister, she burns one of Jo's manuscripts. No one, it always seemed to me, would ever want to be Amy. Not so, says Pascal, who has a special connection with Amy. After all, she was named for her.
Oh, I always identified with Amy because Amy speaks her mind, because Amy says whatever she thinks, regardless of whether you like it or not, and she knows exactly what she wants.
The Amy in Greta Gerwig's movie is a revelation. The spoiled girl becomes a savvy young woman, and when her sister's spurned lover, Lori, criticizes her for contemplating a marriage to a wealthy man, she tells him exactly what is expected of a woman in her society.
Well, I'm not a poet. I'm just a woman. And as a woman, there's no way for me to make my own money. Not enough to earn a living or to support my family. And if I had my own money, which I don't, that money would belong to my husband the moment we got married. And if we had children, they would be his, not mine. They would be his property. So don't sit there and tell me that marriage isn't an economic proposition, because it is.
It's not just Amy whose role is elevated in the film, Pascal says. Gerwig set out to make each sister's story stand out.
Because everybody does relate to a different character. But I think that Greta did a beautiful job of making all of these girls as complicated as Louisa May Alcott wanted them to be.
And in the end, it is these girls, these sisters, these little women that Jo writes about. And in the process of writing their story, she learns her own worth and how to use it to her own advantage.
You keep your $500 and I'll keep the copyright. Also, I want 10% of royalties.
5.5%. That's very generous.
9%.
6%, and that's it.
Mr. Dashwood, if I'm going to sell my heroine into marriage for money, I might as well get some of it.
Yes, in this Little Women, the March sisters enter the 21st century without losing any of their 19th century charm. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.